Anyhow, we got the first magnetron in July of 1940, and that had to be run on pulse. There was no question about that. You didn't run the magnetron CW. Of course, they were very neat, the things you see, but having pulsed them, you could have an output of kilowatts, you see, 10, 15 kilowatts, and gradually it improved. And this was fine, and we got this going onto an aerial system, which was the other component, another component that was important. And the aerials were worked out by Bernard Lovell, the author of that book. And by August, we had all these things in place. We had a pulsed magnetron. We had a dipole aerial in a parabola, which was fed the microwave power at around 9 centimeters.